Picture this. You're an engineer with 15 years of experience. You open a chat window with an AI assistant, and for the first time in your career, you feel like the tool is actually keeping up with you, not slowing you down, not oversimplifying, actually meeting you where you are. That experience is at the heart of one of the most discussed posts on Hacker News today, and it connects to almost everything else on the board this Tuesday.
Welcome to IntelliJix HN Daily for Tuesday, August 4th, 2026. I'm Sarah Chen, and alongside Marcus Rodriguez, we've got a genuinely packed episode today. Software legends celebrating milestones, AI models running on hardware you already own, some startling archaeology out of the Amazon, and a military supply revelation that's going to take a moment to absorb.
I'm Marcus Rodriguez. Before we get into all of that, a quick word for anyone who's new to the show. We source everything from the Hacker News community at news.ycombinator.com, but we're completely independent. No affiliation with Y Combinator, no sponsorship from Hacker News, no institutional relationship of any kind. We're just two people who find this community's taste in stories consistently worth talking about.
And on that note, if you've never actually spent time on Hacker News itself, please go. The URL is news.combinator.com. The front page links are great, but the comment sections are where the real density is. You'll find working engineers, researchers, founders, and the occasional retired Unix wizard all pulling apart the same story from completely different angles. We give you the highlights here, but the community gives you the texture.
So, what's on the table today? The biggest conversation by comment count is about whether LLMs genuinely reward expertise or just flatter everyone equally. And it's generating exactly the kind of sharp disagreement you'd expect. We'll spend real time on that.
We've also got FFmpeg releasing version 9.0, a project that has touched essentially every piece of digital video you've ever watched. 20 years of Pandoc, the document conversion tool. Andy Pavlo, one of the most respected database researchers alive, joining ClickHouse to build out a dedicated research lab. And a fascinating debate about whether developer tools should be required to be open source.
On the AI infrastructure side, someone just ran DeepSeek V4 Flash on a single AMD MI300X, and a project called Swiftlet claims to be running an 80 billion parameter Qwen model in 4.3 gigabytes of RAM on a Mac. If those numbers mean anything to you, you'll want to hear the details. If they don't, we'll explain why they should.
We're also covering the Lillian Wang post on engineering AI for self-improvement, Cloudflare's work scaling Kimi and GLM, and OpenAI's report on 10 advances in mathematics and theoretical computer science. That last one generated nearly 850 comments on HN, which tells you something about how the community feels about AI's role in formal reasoning.
And we'll get to the archaeology, two related stories about an ancient Amazonian civilization that may have housed 3 million people in an area representing just 3% of the forest. That's a story that fundamentally revises what we thought we knew about pre-Columbian population density.
Plus, the U.S. has reportedly used virtually all of its long-range precision missiles during the Iran conflict. That's not a sentence you read and move past quickly. We'll give it the analysis it deserves.
There's also a Ray Bradbury short story from 1950 making the rounds, a blog post about cognitive debt from reusing LLM-generated code without reading it, some retro computing archaeology involving Windows XP on Itanium hardware, and Jane Street's Banzai UI library, which has the OCaml community talking. Let's get into it.